This is KUT. For many teachers, the workday doesn't end when students leave. Sometimes that's the only time they get to plan classroom lessons, grade tests, or meet with other teachers. KUT's Kate McGee reports when that happens, it's actually a violation of the state education code.
Teachers in Texas are required to receive 450 minutes every 10 days for planning periods. That ends up being 45 minutes a day or 90 minutes every 2 days. In Austin ISD middle and high schools, teachers are supposed to get even more time for planning, either by themselves or in a group. But that time is supposed to be during the instructional day. Ken Zarafis, the president of the local Teachers Union Education Austin, says that doesn't always happen.
It's one of the more consistent violations that we find and that we have to address on a yearly basis.
Zarafis says teachers are often asked to attend meetings or handle other issues during that planning time.
When we add even more onto a teacher's plate and we're not giving them the time to plan and we push planning time to after school, it wears people out. It's exhausting. We have elementary teachers that come to school at 7 in the morning. They don't get home till 7. They're putting in 12-hour days.
Burnout is one of the many reasons teachers leave the profession, especially in the first 5 years. Around 15% of teachers leave Austin ISD every year for a variety of reasons. But a 2015 district study found many teachers who leave were dissatisfied with the working conditions at their schools.
Part of that work environment is, of course, the planning period. You have to have time to breathe during the day.
That's Austin School Board Trustee Ann Teich. She was a teacher for nearly 3 decades in Austin ISD. She says when teachers don't get enough planning time, it's for one reason.
Poor leadership.
Teich says teachers lose planning time, especially in schools with predominantly poor students who may not be doing as well on state tests.
They want to make sure the teachers are always teaching. They're always, getting as much work out of the teacher as possible.
That same 2015 district study found that a good principal meant lower teacher turnover rates at high-poverty schools. Austin ISD teachers were more likely to stay if they felt involved in decisions and trusted to do their jobs. Last year, in a step to address the instructional time problem, Education Austin and Austin ISD district officials agreed to limit the number of after-school meetings for teachers to 1 hour per week. Kate McGee, KUT News.